one healer, one friend and one redeemer, one master, one keeper, strong tower. We call you Jesus. We call you Jesus.
Welcome back to Perfectly Poured, y'all. It's me, your host, Brittany, and I'm so glad to have you here with me today. As you can see, we got some changes going on, y'all. We have some changes and I love it. I told you guys that we were going to do some things a bit different. So before we do so, I just want to pray right quick and just join me in prayer, if you will. Father God, I just ask that you would just bless this podcast, Father God. Bless the message, Lord, and the listeners' ears, that we both will be able to receive exactly what you are telling us, Father God, and move in the ways in which you need us to. So Father, let just your word come through mightily, and I just only want to be a vessel for you, Father God. Bless us, Lord, enrich us, Father God, in spirit, and deliver us from our shortcomings and our misunderstandings. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I think it's always important to open up anything in prayer. Today we are going to shift our focus. And what are we shifting to? One Reprise. That is my favorite song by Jordan G. Welch. When she was talking about one master, one healer, one keeper, and one redeemer. We call him Jesus. That speaks volume. Because as I'm listening to this song, and she goes,
forget about yourself and concentrate on him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him.
She's absolutely right. Forget about ourselves. Concentrate on him. What does that look like? Not being so focused on our own ability and what we can do, but what Yeshua can do. Guys, how often do we find ourselves in situations where we are broken in spirit and we feel like there's no way out, but God allows us to be delivered from the situation. And we get so caught up in the distractions, in our own strength and ability, that time will go by and we forgot that God had gotten us out of something that we prayed for. Forget about your own ability. Forget about yourself. Yeshua empowers you. God empowers you. He gives you the strength and the endurance that you need, because we cannot lean on our own understanding, yet we cannot lean on our own understanding. We have to shift our focus. Don't worry about what it looks like around you. Focus on what God is doing in you, because he takes. When I tell you that God is like the perfect gift giver, because what the enemy means for pain, he will turn it into purpose. Whatever is sent our way, the great alchemizer, Yeshua, he will turn it around for his purpose and for his glory. And the glory is you being brought into a better situation, you being dusted off and enlightened, you being saved from the grave that you were almost in. That's what it means to forget about ourselves and concentrate on him. What is he doing in you right now? You might look around you and think, oh, well, I don't even know how I'm about to make it. The bills need to get paid. Work is... the kids are doing this. I don't know what you are facing in your life right now, but I want you to believe in God for something bigger. Believe in the lesson, believe in the blessing that is in the lesson, excuse me. And stay in fervent prayer. There is a few scriptures that I will be referencing. One of them is, I'm going to tell you right now, give me a second. Mark 11:23. Speak to the mountain, believe, and it will move. That is what he calls us to do. Whatever it is, like focusing on him. Also, that means focusing on the gifts that he's given us. Because Jesus died and then rose again. He died for our sins. He got the keys back from hell, which means that we are redeeming the salvation. He gave us the authority because we sit at the right hand of the throne. So that means that you are empowered to speak. You can command whatever it is that you are going through. you can command that strife, that struggle, that depression, that anxiety to be casted out of you, out of your home, out of your circumstance, and thrown into the sea. But it also takes the faith, which is also Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God. Being enriched and rooted in the word will empower you to also understand your identity in Christ. Strengthen that identity. Strengthen that identity in who you are and who you're called to be. Speak to those mountains because God has given you the ability to do so. Galatians 3:2-5 says, did you receive the Spirit by works or by faith? Let's get into that. We don't earn God's presence. We receive it through faith. I know for me personally, there was times where I was trying to work my way into God's favor. Oh, if I just do this, maybe he'll bless me. No. Because what am I doing? It's focusing the light on myself and not for the bigger picture of what he has called me to do. And I had to learn to rest in faith instead of striving. Because he didn't call me to do that. God gifted me his presence, and I am made in his image just because I exist. Because I also answer the calling. He loves me even if I mess up. Even if you mess up. He still loves us. We have the faith, even if it's a mustard seed. That's all he requires us to have. Just try him. Get out of the worldly things. Get out of the self-idolatry. Get out of the idolatry. Focus on the fruits of the Spirit. There's so much power in that. There's so much power. And this conversation is not to condemn, but it's to shed light on inner reflections on whether if we are striving or resting in the faith of God. Are we allowing our circumstances to overcome us because we feel weakened? Or we feel like we're not good enough? Or are we out here moving on our own motives and then things don't work out the way we want to? And then we get upset and have a false sense of hope and expectation. Rather than focus on the lesson of what are we learning here? Yes, I'm in the situation, but what can I do? What can I do? How can I, like, this? As long as you have breath, you have options. What does God say about you? Pick your word up. Pick up your word. What does God say about your circumstance? And it might feel real tight, but there is another way out. Pray. Exercise your faith. Be in constant communion with the Lord. He wants to hear from you. You are not a burden unto him. If we stop leaning on our own understanding and start relying on the word of God and have action in what it is and silence the noises of this world so we can be able to amplify the voice of the Lord. His voice is so gentle, but the intuition that you get in your gut of doing something that is right and not the guilt of what is wrong is listening to the word of God. What is distracting you that you can't focus on that? Who do you need to let go of so you can focus? What do you need to let go of that is draining and sucking the life out of you? Be in daily repentance so you can focus more on the Lord. And I speak from experience, because when I tell you that the Lord was putting me through a pruning season all last year, even the beginning of this year, because we are bearing good fruit. And whatever is not bearing good fruit, he's going to take that away from us. And I just thank God. Thank God for pulling me from the places that were trying to distract me from him and listening to him. I have a calling. And I'm going to answer. You have a calling and I want you to answer it. So this week, I am going to challenge you to take 5 minutes each day to shift the focus from yourself to God. What does that look like? Being in prayer, being honest. And open with the Lord about your situation. He already knows. He's waiting for you to just be honest about it. And if you're new to reading the Bible, or if you are just now getting to know who God is, or even if you know who God is, pick up your word first thing in the morning. read, download the Holy Bible app. They literally have like a 5-minute devotional. There goes your 5 minutes. You get your prayer, you get your scripture, you get your parable. Like, that's how it starts. That's how it began for me. Or even just pray. And if you don't know how to pray, that's okay. He'll meet you right where you are. Have a conversation with the Lord. He's willing and ready to hear from you. And I think that is the most beautiful thing. I want you to speak Mark 11:23 over your life. And make a list of areas where you've been striving and release all of those to God. And you and I, we got this and we will do this together. Because we are holding each other accountable. Speak to those mountains in your life. Exercise your faith muscle. Put down the fear and raise up the faith. You are somebody. A conqueror. A warrior. Mighty. Beautiful. Light. You are worthy. You are here for a reason. The world is such a better place with you in it. Focus on what God says about you, not what the world thinks. Let go of the validation. Be secured by the fact that you are so loved by the Most High that every single day He wakes you up. Each day is a blank canvas to do something new. And I don't want you to forget about that. And if this episode spoke to you, I want you to like it. I want you to share it with someone who really could use the encouragement. And I also want you to comment even. Let's engage. I love engaging with my listeners. I love to pour life into you because it also pours life into me. It's an ever-flowing fountain. So as we close, let's think about, you know, so far it's Wednesday, but we're going to think about, you know, what if this week we lived like it's not about me, but about God? What would that look like? What changes? And watch life bloom in miraculous ways. All right, guys. So I'm going to pray us out. Father God, thank you for allowing me to be in your word, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to be a wonderful vessel for you, Father God. I thank you for the miraculous things and the deliverance over our lives, our circumstances, our testimony, Father God, and our ministry, Lord. And we just ask that those who are listening, Father God, I am asking that this will be a revelation to the listeners. I am asking that this will plant a seed of faith, Father God, in them, and that your word will continue to water it over. Thank you, Jesus, for just merely being existent. Thank you for your presence and for your love that endures forever and for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Y'all, I am asking that you continue to walk in the beautiful direction and path that the Lord has set for you. Start journaling your feelings. Start speaking faith over your life. Speak life into your life, into your children, into your family, into your surroundings. Be mindful of the tongue, because you have two options. Your words can either be life-giving or life-taking. Let's not take the life, but breathe it. All right, y'all. This has been Perfectly Poured. Until next time, bring your cup so I can get ready to pour into them. Love you. Bye. Forget about lay your worries and your cares.